At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to Reality NSFW, coverage of The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies. This is episode number...
11.
11. Wow. Sorry, today was a new one for me. So I had friends come over to watch WWE Crown Jewel pay-per-view, also known as Blood Money 8, or whatever number they're up to, from Saudi Arabia. And I had my friend from the UK... And I said, come over at noon. I have to watch a reality show before you guys get here. I have timed it out perfect. It starts at noon. Do not get here before noon. So a little after 11, my friends show up. One of them from the UK. What is this shite? I was like, it doesn't matter because you're not supposed to be here. So you can sit there, shut up and enjoy it, or leave. And come back at noon. Either way works. Well, what is it? So my UK friend sees a gentleman on the screen named Kyle, and he is in love. I am watching this forever.
That's what I was just about to ask you. Kyle, this was his moment. He got to see Kyle firsthand with doing amazing at an elimination.
Oh, and he's screaming at the TV, kill that Yankee Doodle. It was a once in a lifetime experience for me. As a lot of my friends watch reality TV, some of my other friends do not watch. There was no real cross pollination, and these were my non reality television friends, and all in on the challenge. Thanks to Kyle.
There you go. Kyle just does work for everyone.
Just God's work.
Yeah. Just sprinkle in a little bit of that magic of Kyle, and then people are just hypnotized by it.
Yeah. He was great. He did not let down. I was so like, I was just like, does Ed know something that I don't think this is the right move. And no, Ed did not know anything, but we will get there. Welcome, Lauren Pratt. I am Johnny Fairplay. Alex Trias he's been hanging out with Matt Bischoff. Severe pegging incident. Send your thoughts and prayers that way. I mean, what am I supposed to say? So previously on The Challenge, we have everyone in their three cells. It's taken every bit of life in me not to write tribes. So like,
yeah.
I hate the word teams on Survivor when it's tribes, especially when someone on Survivor says teams and not tribe. And so I feel that I would be a hypocrite if I were to do the same and say teams or tribes and not cells. So practice what you preach, Johnny Fairplay. There's three cells, and they did the previously on The Challenge. What, a little anticlimactic, but it was what it was.
Yeah, I mean, they filmed that right before they probably started the process into that next portion of that challenge that they were doing. So it was a little lackluster.
But All Stars had so much fun with the previously on.
this isn't All-Stars. Remember how much we loved All-Stars?
This isn't All-Stars.
It's not, it doesn't match up. It's still great, but All-Stars is just iconic.
And why is Darrell on All-Stars? Did he retire and we didn't catch that memo?
I don't know. You know, Darrell's Darrell.
Okay. I mean, I'm for him. I mean, I feel like there should be a line in the sand that it's one or the other.
I agree with you. Well, first of all, for All-Stars, can we skip season two and just go straight to the season three rumored cast? Because I'm telling you, I cannot wait for that season.
No one can. They done good. They done real good. So, all right. So, post-elimination, Ashley is back. Corey is not happy with team morale. And
Team Ruby.
As he's explaining his unhappiness with team morale, Ruby. And I have to admit, my friend Carlton, my friend from the UK that was over earlier watching wrestling and caught part of the challenge, he just yells things randomly and repeatedly often. So I think this is a UK thing.
It very well could be. I mean, listen, Emmy and Kyle in the kitchen, they were just having a good old time. And then you had Corey sitting on the sidelines. He's not very happy about it. I'm here for what Kyle and Emmy were doing. That's more entertaining to me.
It's more entertaining, but I'm with Corey in that there's characters that are more entertaining in different ways. However, at the beginning of this episode, I kind of found myself, I'm just like, you know what? I think I want to go Team Corey for the win.
Okay.
I just like his passion. That's not a bad thing to have passion.
No, and that's something we can appreciate about Corey. Every season Corey has come on, more of the recent ones in particular.
I feel this is the most passion.
Yeah, he's gotten very passionate about wanting to win, wanting to get it for his family. So yeah, I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, you leave your kids and come, like, you leave your kids the first time and it's just like, well, this is, you know, no change in diapers, this, you know. And then the second time, it's just like, oh, you know, like, this is why I'm here. And, you know, and then what's Jan? How many challenges does this make for him?
I think this is his 9th season off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, you know, now it's like, I need this money. This is why I'm here. like, I leave my family for this. I'm missing good shit now, you know?
Yeah. And I think Corey's long overdue to actually get a victory for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I mean, and you see it, I mean, like his dedication's there, his desire's there. I mean, you know, he has the components, the ingredients, you know, so I don't know. I like Corey. I'm rooting for Corey. So, but you know, of course I have my other favorites, so it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah. But the desire is not all there for Team Ruby.
So yes. So, next we have, Ashley explaining, to Nani and also to us, the viewers at home, that she's just trying to prove her loyalty. I mean, you know, I feel like she's doing even more. She's playing the CT game of, look, I'm not doing anything. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just minding my own business. I promise I'm not going to fuck over anyone. Just leave me alone. I'm good. Treat me like I'm good. And that hasn't worked. So now she's like, okay, I'm going to do that and then sprinkle in, I'm not fucking with y'all. So is that enough to leave Ashley alone?
Well, it should absolutely be enough, because Nani was so concerned that Ashley was going to shake something up. And Ashley's been telling them time and time again, I have done absolutely nothing wrong. I'm loyal to my people. Yeah. And Ashley was never going to leave Amanda behind. And Amanda appreciated Ashley sticking by her side. So people need to leave Ashley alone. Yeah. She plays a loyal game and just, it's facts. Just check it. It's factual.
Yes. So Nani's concern over someone taking a female spot on the Emerald Cell is lessened post conversation with Ashley. However, Nani is concerned about guys infiltrating the Emerald Cell, and as well she should be.
Absolutely. I mean, that team right now is the front runner, especially with winning two missions together, but as you can see, it wasn't like they completely dominated. It was very, very close.
Yes. So next we have Corey's Boot Camp. And this was fun. I mean, this is like watching the first 45 minutes of the Bad News Bears.
It was so entertaining. And I think one of the funniest moments for me was just Logan sitting on the sidelines with the sign. Oh, I know, yeah. Logan's been a dud so far this season, but
still a dud. But that I think is the highlight of the season for him.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was hilarious because he couldn't do anything, so that all he could do is cheer from the sidelines with the boot camp. It was just all over the place. You have Big T kind of going through the motions, and then Corey just trucking along.
I have a special guest.
Hi, yes.
Piper.
Hey, Piper.
How are you? I'm good. I'm doing a podcast for a little bit. I'll be done before you leave.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah. You need something right now?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Love you. special impromptu guest. We don't have as often.
I should have asked Piper for her take.
Oh, she's not a challenge viewer. Piper likes Survivor, but and what's that? No, I don't. I'm forced to. Piper was ready to riot last night if Shan was voted out.
Oh, I'm sure Shan's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, So the Bad News Bears, we saw it fully encapsulated by the Ruby Tribe. Logan's the fact that he made a sign, I'm going to give him 2 points out of 100. So, but the guys, he's at a 3 tops for the season. So no more Logan. Let's just stop. I don't even care this guy wins. I don't want to see him again.
There's no way he wins. He's not getting the edit for a winner's edit at all.
And I mean, how do you edit him any different? He's a dud.
I have no idea. It's just, every time Logan comes in for a confessional, I go, can you give me Kyle? Can you give me Ashley?
As soon as he starts talking, I'm just like, oh, you just wasted a good, usable confession time.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, and my buddy from the UK goes, I don't understand a word he says. So that was fun.
Also, Kyle, such a gem, just waving the flag around all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
He can just stand there and not say anything, and he's funny.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. So there was a couple moments this season I'm just like, is Kyle, because there's been several moments he's been great, and then there's a couple I'm just like, is he as good as he was? And it's just like, oh yeah, he is. So, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, everybody, you're allowed to take a day off. I apologize for the doubt, Kyle. I love you.
Yeah, but so, Logan's been taking the season off, not just a day. So
go away, please. So next we have Zoom calls from home. We start with Ed's mom from the Circle, who I didn't like on the Circle. Nothing's changed. Oh God, did you watch the Circle?
I did, and
did you like her?
No, I didn't.
Wait, what does she call emojis?
I don't even know what she called them.
She had some word that I loathed, I didn't even want them to interact with that apartment on the Circle. I didn't like him either.
I like him so much better in the challenge than I did on the Circle, but
I like him better, but I didn't like him then. And I don't, I mean, I don't hate him, but I don't like him. So, but I really didn't like him on the Circle.
I think he would have been great without his mom. That was the issue with me. Those two together, I didn't need that pairing. It wasn't great.
I don't think I would have liked him without his mom. I mean, it didn't help. I mean, it immensely hurt, but I don't know. I can't unsee it, so I don't know.
Well, and see, you can't unsee it, and that's why I think you're not as high as some other people like myself on Ed this season. I just think he's hilarious. I think he's a fun, loving guy, and I think we're going to see him again in the future.
Oh, I don't find him to be hilarious. Like, a lot of his airtime is him talking to himself doing something, and that just shows me that no one wants to hang out with him.
I I see it differently. I think people enjoyed having him in the house, to be completely honest.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we could ask, but that would, you know, that would take away from.
Yeah, just get Ashley or somebody on the podcast and we can talk about everyone else that was on the cast and she can explain yes, no, never want to see them again.
Okay. I will make the call. So and his mom, he's winning. Oh, here we go. I have some support. Goodfella 1422. Yeah, I hated Ed on the Circle. Thought he was fun this year. Okay, well, we partially agree.
See, yes.
I hate him less. Saying I hate someone less, I think, is a huge compliment.
It is coming from you. That's absolutely true.
Okay. So Ed's gonna win the money from, you know, he says his mom's not doing it. She's on a boat. She ain't doing that bad. Lauren, you got a boat?
I do not have a boat, and it would be a long time coming until I get one.
Okay, so, you know, relax, Ed. So, well, I mean, he's not going to give her the million this season, but oh well.
Yeah, he already has his bags packed.
Yeah. Okay, next, Big T sister, and that was a fun moment. You know, she needed a little motivation, and she got it, you know, and she was just like, hey, like, even if you don't win the million, you know, you see yourself potentially in a final. It's pretty darn impressive. And I'm for that.
Absolutely. She has the support back at home and people are always going to be rooting for her time and time when she continues to return. Cause I don't see Big T going anywhere.
No, nor should she. So next, Nelson's mom. We don't get the video. We just get the picture. That was a cool moment as well. You know, Nelson says it, you know, probably wasn't the best kid, but, you know, great mom and a fun story.
For sure. And Nelson has grown on me over the years because as someone that's watched Are You the One, where a couple of these people have come from, it's just interesting to see how they've developed themselves into what they are now.
Yeah. So, and finally, Kyle's girlfriend shows the ultrasound and we learned that Kyle is actually human.
Yeah, that was a great emotional moment because just seeing Kyle have that interaction with his girlfriend and then being able to see that image, that must mean a lot, especially in a hectic challenge house environment.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember the first time I saw either my daughter's ultrasound. It's a pretty cool deal. So, but the, I mean, I live in America where at the time we didn't have the technology that they do in the UK where you can actually see your kid. I was just like, all right, my kid's got three penises, it's gonna be good. Oh no, sorry, it's arm and two legs, my bad. You really couldn't tell back on the picture that I had. So next we learn about Amanda's mucus plug. Now are you familiar with the mucus plug?
I am not familiar in that sense, no.
Yeah, I'm not, so I'm the father to two kids and I was there for both births, but like there's kind of like an invisible line, like the equator, and north of the equator is, like boobs and shoulders and arms and head. And then south of the equator is vagina, legs and baby. And on both deliveries, I stayed north of the equator. I just felt that was the best move for me. I mean, I passed out when I got my ear pierced. So I'm just like, there's no way I could see this. And once again, kind of like Ed and his mom, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't.
Yeah, so I'm good. So I was there and, you know, so they did ask Kyle, you know, if he's going to cut the cord. He's like, oh no, you know, and I did cut the cord. Didn't look. I turned my head and cut without looking.
I mean,
I'm just like, am I at the right spot? I'm like, okay.
I don't blame you, to be completely honest, but I agree with Amanda. I think Kyle is going to pass out.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. So, but I mean, but as far as cutting the, like they're just like, hey, can you cut this human flesh? And I'm just like, no, like like if you can eagerly do that, I'm kind of worried about you. Like someone report you if you're just like, yeah, this is cool. It's like, no, it ain't, man.
Well, I wonder how many people have been reported about it then.
I don't know. I mean, like, I just feel it's very Dexter-esque.
I'm sure it is. I let me tell you, I don't have kids, so I can't help with any of that.
There you are. So next we learn by way of underwater camera that Emmanuel is a butt biter, and then later we learn is a cross dresser. And I feel like I'm here for both.
I'm here for as well. Also, he's been known to be a vampire, so maybe that's where, you know, a little bit of the...
Oh, that's where the butt biting comes from. He's yeah, a vampire. He's going for blood.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking.
He found a good target with Tori. If you're, like, of the remaining butts in the house, I think she's in my top two butts.
Who's your number one?
Ashley Millionaire Mitchell. Come on, stop it.
Listen, some weeks, I kid you not, you have changed your mind.
Oh, I change every week. I mean, I'll probably change. Like, ask me the same question next week. It's like, who's the best? I'm like, Casey, duh.
That's why I never know. You're unpredictable. So one week you feel one way, another week you feel another.
Yeah. Are your eggs ready? Do you have one of those egg cooker things that make that same noise?
No, it's my work phone.
Okay, yeah. So I have one of those boiled egg cooker things, and it makes a similar ring. And I always, like, I don't use it often enough to where whenever it does to make that chiming thing or whatever, I'm just like, what is that? And then I just sit there for like a good 2 minutes, and I'm like, oh shit, my eggs.
Yeah, and then it comes on again, so they're really persistent today, I guess.
There you go. So it's time for the challenge, and today's challenge is going to be discussed right after this.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code Survivor.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone, or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry, Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And we're back. Sorry, I'm signing autographs over here. I take full advantage of this commercial time.
Yeah, you're a busy man. I mean, listen, really, the commercial time, there's a lot of time to do extra things in between.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to the commercial. That's what I like to do. So look at there. Beautifully signed Survivor buff. That's nice.
There you go. You okay. Send that to Carlo Gazzi.
Nope, not this one. Not this one. So time for the daily. It is the P3 Portable Protein Snack sponsored daily challenge titled Satellite Sabotage. And are you a big fan of the P3?
I mean, it's better than Burger King, which they've gotten before. Okay, yes.
There you go. I like Burger King, but I would probably like P3. I'll hit up P3, see if they want to sponsor the podcast. We'll see.
Yeah, but so, I don't need unlimited Whoppers or whatever it was they got.
Oh, I need unlimited Whoppers. That would be a game changer for me. Because you can get the Impossible Whopper if you don't want to eat a real Whopper.
There you go.
See? So there's options.
All right, I'll give that to you. There are options. But however, Burger King, in terms of fast food, it's a little bit on the lower end scale.
It's the worst. It's the absolute, like, I'm trying to think what, in the pecking order, it's got to be bottom. Like, I feel like I like a Hardee's. Well, I like a Carl's Jr. better than a Hardee's, even though they're the same thing. They're technically not. So Hardee's is better than Burger King.
McDonald's is better. John Silver's is at the bottom.
Ooh, see, I used to love Long John Silver's when I was a little kid, and I went, I don't know, like 2-3 years ago. It was the worst thing I've ever had, like ever. I was like, wow, like, how do I don't feel, how is there more grease than before? I mean, because, like, you know, everything's healthier. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's less healthy than it ever was.
It's just garbage all around. It's terrible.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it's fish or chicken
we don't know what it is. And that's the thing. You can have it as a kid because you really don't know what it is. You'll eat anything. But when you get older, it's not great.
Yeah. Oh, well. Can you explain this challenge, or do you want me to stab at it?
Well, so we don't have Alex here.
I know.
stuck with Matt. So, I mean, I can give it a stab if you would like me to. Sure. We got the Satellite Sabotage.
Yeah.
And it's a giant enemy satellite over the water. Cool. Amazing. And they have to deactivate it. Like, they have to deactivate every other challenge.
Yeah.
And so
with some cords that are not attached to anything.
There you go. Essentially, okay. They have to leap from satellite arm to arm. It gets longer in distance as they progress in the challenge.
It didn't seem like it got longer in distance, though, did it?
I think towards the end, it definitely was bit of a bigger leap for sure. And then at the end, you just have to remember, got to grab the plug while jumping.
While making the leap of faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Kyle didn't do it.
Yeah, he didn't do it. But I mean, I don't understand why they didn't just say out of the gate. It's just like, yeah, sorry, that doesn't count.
I don't know. And that's the thing. Everyone else, when he did that, I think it was even Josh mentioning, hey, he definitely did it wrong. He should be DQ'd for it.
Yeah, they're like, but like they had on the screen 3 out of 6 plugs. And I'm just like, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to give him credit. I mean, I guess they were building towards drama in that moment, but it was just like, was there really drama? Because I just feel like it was false advertising by saying that he got three.
Well, I got to be honest, it was hilarious seeing Ruby celebrate when they actually didn't win, which actually fits the storyline of that entire group. So it was funny.
Okay. But so it's worth it for that. Okay, I'll give it to you. Yes. But I mean, but did you feel that there's like, did you think potentially TJ was going to be like, by leap of faith, I really meant jump from this one arm to the other, but I wasn't extremely specific, and you and what you did could technically kind of sort of be considered a leap of faith grab?
Absolutely not, because he even says, if you don't jump for the plug,
yeah,
doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last I saw, Kyle just
sat
the plug off and fell into the water.
Yes. As I said, I was like, is there any way to, it's just like, well, technically, it's like, no. Okay. So that's where you are.
Yeah. You can't skirt around that one. There's no, you know, it's, this is black and white with this one.
Well, that's kind of where I was.
But because it's Kyle, maybe TJ could have tried, but, you know, TJ's not having any of that.
Uh-oh. I think this is going to be the bad news. Sam Higdon, I think he's going to upset me here. Sam Higdon writes, Johnny, did you hear about the new BB news? And I think I know what this is, but Sam, go ahead and kill me with it.
Yeah, go ahead and keep on typing, Sam.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Do you know what this potentially is?
Possibly, but I don't want to say it because I need to hear it from Sam.
Yeah. The rumor and innuendo is Boston Rob on Celebrity Big Brother.
Well, after, if anyone didn't listen to the podcast last night, be sure to check it out with Johnny, Matt, and Alex Trias. It was great. A full-on roasting session of Boston Rob.
Oh, did I mention Boston Rob last night? I forgot. All right, Sam will get back to us. I'm thinking Sam's here to ruin my day. So the Sapphire Tribe goes first, or Cell, sorry, Sapphire Cell goes first. And if you're on the Sapphire Cell and you have CT on your cell, well, CT's going first.
Correct.
Yes.
She's probably going to be that person first.
And CT's the best. And of course, you know, it was going first was probably the easiest of anyone's chance of going, because it took them through CT's turn to figure out how to use the hose effectively.
Yeah, that, and then also becomes more and more slippery as the hose continues to spray on the different platforms or arms. And so I think you're absolutely right. CT benefited from that. But then again, CT was going to get across probably regardless.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered. So CT goes first. He's followed by other members of the Sapphire Cell. And I learned really quickly that TJ likes it when you're sprayed in the face. And he also likes it, as we've learned over the years, he likes it when you fall off stuff.
He loves it when you fall off stuff, especially when you fall on your face or in a position that is not comfortable for you. If you go feet first, it's not as funny.
Yeah. So, I'll see. TJ. TJ makes me so happy when he laughs at other people's misery and discomfort.
His laugh is amazing, too. And that's why I start laughing just because he's laughing, even if I didn't necessarily think anything was funny.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like so unprofessional that it, like, I'm here for it forever.
Yeah. Could you imagine Jeff doing that during a challenge?
I could imagine Jeff fighting laughter unless it was someone like me. But if it's like Cochran or so, I don't know. Well, maybe there's enough playfulness in their friendship that he could. I would just say 80% of the people, I feel like he would hold back the laughter. Maybe even 90%. So where's it, like Joe Rogan, like he would be like, yeah, that's got to suck. Like he would, like, I don't think he would laugh. I think he would just be like, yeah, you just got hurt.
That's so. What makes TJ great. So I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I loved it. I loved it. So we see, and this is the moment, you know, where, you know, Corey, the leader of the Ruby cell, he's a stud on this, and you know, he's getting spray and he's giving fingers back. I love it. And I think it was this moment. I'm just like, I am so here for a Corey win. Let's see it.
Hey, I said it before. I hope it happens for him. It's long overdue. I just think the passion he has on this season in particular, he's ready to get to the final. Might I add TJ's final and yes. Win it all.
Yes. So, it's we make our way to the Emerald Cell and we learn right here that Devin is not just a pretty face. So there's brains and he referred to the rest as brawn. I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt here. So he appears to be in probably the best shape he's been.
Yeah, I think the first time he came into the challenge house, he really didn't know what to expect necessarily, but now he's looks like me, he's been training and working really hard. And I do actually think Devin is very capable of winning a challenge season.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here for that as well. We then learn that Kyle's, leap of faith does not count. And, Kyle's pretty torn up, there and then after the fact. And it's so like, despite all the joking and all the shenanigans and all the ha-ha, Kyle is Team Ruby. Ruby!
I think it's great to see the emotional side of some people that you normally don't get to see often. And I think the biggest issue for him was they could have won some money off of this. They could have all won where they were safe. And then you also have to think in the back of your mind, oh, shit, it's guys elimination as well. So there's so many different factors that I think Kyle was dealing with.
Why do you think he didn't just do it the way he was supposed to do it?
Either he didn't fully listen to TJ's instructions.
That's a possibility.
Oh yeah, that is a possibility from him. Or honestly, I just think sometimes your brain, and you can probably attest to this, you shut off sometimes and just end up doing something different than you're supposed to be doing.
My guess is he had already jumped over to that one and was like, fuck. Like, this is the one I was supposed to. And it's just like, well, I ain't jumping back over and then back over again. There's no fucking way.
Yeah. I wonder if you could have done that. I'm sure you could have.
I think you could have. But would you, like...
You wouldn't think that through. You wouldn't be like, okay, I'm already here. I'm going to jump back and then try again.
Yeah. Well, I think he was hoping. It's just like, this was close enough to what they fucking said. Or close enough to what I almost remembered listening to.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with maybe Kyle tuned out TJ for a slight moment and missed the little end piece. If you don't
believe, I'm sure
it doesn't count.
I'm sure he was fucking talking through it. He's that kid at the back of the room. It's just like, you got, yeah, I got it. What did I say? Pencil? It's like, what? So, yeah, he's that kid. And 9 times out of 10, that kid ends up on television. So, you know, teachers don't penalize. It's they're doing their early stage work.
Everyone's meant for something. And, you know, yeah. Kyle was meant to be on TV.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. With those teeth. Come on. So, Kyle's jump is disqualified. As a result, Emerald wins, and they get P3 for life, I guess, and $3,000 each, which I feel like I could never eat $3,000 worth of P3 ever, like combined. And so that I think $3,000 of P3 would be more than a lifetime supply for me. Even if I liked it, that's like a lot of fucking protein bars.
Their prizes that they do are always kind of interesting. Some of them I go, okay, I would want that. And the other ones I say, I mean, it's not a huge deal for me.
I still wish they were playing for like Razor scooters and shit.
Oh, like they used to in the day. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know it, like it would be kind of low budget for, you know, to like, you know, today's competition, you're playing for a $50 scooter, you know, and people are, they're like, it's a fucking multi-million dollar show. They're playing for $50 scooters. But yes.
I remember how excited they would get for a watch if they wanted a watch or anything. They were all for it.
Yeah, Trishelle would come back with all the shit. She's like, ugh, this is stupid. So, but you know, her ass was like, yay, Armatron Iron Man triathlon watch. Yay. All right. So it's time for we're priming the stage for deliberation, and it looks like it's going to either be, thanks to Devin giving us the narration as he so eloquently does week after week, looks like it's going to be Ed, Logan, or Corey. And we learn that we have it confirmed that Logan is still, in fact, injured. Pounce. What are you doing, dum-dums? It's like, this guy is stealing your TV time with nothing. Like, I would imagine some of them are just like, all right, this guy's a dud. Like, the longer he's here, it's, you know, that means that, you know, there's no way he's stealing my TV time. I'm just like, yep, he's still stealing it. So, because like Ed gets like 4 seconds every other episode, and it's usually just him talking to himself. So like Logan, we have to get his reaction to Big T and his reaction to being hurt. And so no, like, get this dud out of here.
Well, I'm also interested to see what happens with Logan in the future, because we very well could see Logan get pulled and not be able to perform. If you have a pulled hamstring, there's no way you're competing in a final. It's just not possible.
And it would be just as anticlimactic as everything else he's done in this house.
Yeah, I don't want to see Logan in a final because A, he has no shot in hell of winning.
Yeah, well, but him being the way he's taken out of the game, of course, it's not an elimination. It's, you know, just like, hey, you got to go. Because everything else he's done is so boring. So that should be boring, too.
I mean, we'll see what happens. I just think that he's going to get pulled at some point.
Yeah. All right, so Ed seems like the odds-on favorite, but then there's, you know, there's discussion, you know, does the Emerald Cell believe that Ed will stay Sapphire? I think Ed liked the spot. Like, I think if Ed had won, he would have stayed Sapphire.
I do as well. I think he liked the people that were in his cell, and I don't think he would want it to leave. CT had some good conversations with Nelson. The guys seemed all in lockstep with each other, and I think he even liked the girls. To me, comes across as a loyal person, and I don't think he would ever go to a different group.
But they were sitting there questioning. They're just like, what do you think? And I'm just like, I feel like you could just ask Ed, and Ed's a simpleton and would just tell you.
He would. He probably would. So
why wouldn't you just go, hey, Ed, like if we put you up, you're going to stay, right? It's just like, and he'd be like, yeah, it's like, cool. That's all we needed to know.
I'm surprised Tori didn't ask Ed. Tori asked everyone everything.
Yeah. So, or Devin, it's just like, hey, you get to talk to the cool guy for 1 minute. So answer correctly. Here we go. All right. So time for deliberation. Ed volunteers. He is, in fact, an idiot.
Yeah. The only thing I did find interesting about the deliberation in particular is when they brought up the point, well, they know Ed's not going to pick Logan to go against, so it's going to be one of you other people. Do you guys have anything else you want to say? Because if they would have put in someone else besides Ed, they're all picking Logan to go against.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and Christina O'Carroll comments, according to Amanda's Twitter, Tori wasn't happy that Ed turned her down.
Damn.
Whoa.
Ding, ding.
Yes. So
the scoop that we needed.
Yes. CT explains that rookies play with their feelings. And Alex Trias, Matt Bischoff, and myself, we had a pretty in-depth discussion last night on, you know, on talking about the difference in players that play a loyal game versus a strategic game. And if you'd like to hear many, many, many minutes on the conversation, we essentially agree with CT that rookies play with their feelings, and that's not a good thing. So yeah. So it's time to go to the lair, and lo and behold, it's pole wrestling.
I love a good pole wrestle. Who doesn't?
Whoa, hey, calm down, Lauren. This show's rated PG-13.
We're definitely NSFW. What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like you walked into that one.
I did. I walk into many of them, but that's why I'm here, right?
Yes, yes. So Ed is the compromised agent, and he can choose anyone he wants, knowing that it's a pole wrestle, and he chooses Kyle.
The one person who wins them all.
Yeah. Like, what's in his head?
Well, we've seen not much sometimes. Yes. Great person, but not much. I mean,
yeah, he does seem like, I will say that, he seemed like, if you want to meet one of the nicest guys ever in the history of reality television, I think Ed might be that guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, also got to give Ed credit. Great at puzzles and all of that as well. Good competitor. But who would you have picked if you were in Ed's position?
Logan.
Oh, I would have picked Logan too. But if you know he's not going to pick Logan, I would never have picked Kyle.
No. I think I'm rolling the dice with Nelson.
Nelson's a little bit smaller. I wouldn't have. Yeah. Corey would have been tough competition with that as well.
Yeah, Corey gets bigger every episode. Like, he is, like, he's there. He's on the clock. He is, like, Corey's going to leave this challenge the best he's ever been, win, lose, or draw. So he is just getting more and more jacked. So, like Nelson's not, I mean, like, I wouldn't pick a fight with Nelson, but if my options are, you know, of the available people, I mean,
well, Christina,
probably Devin, but I don't want to, like, I don't want Devin anywhere near there.
You can't go against Devin because you can't pick from there. But Christina said, Ed said on Bananas podcast that there was no poll, and TJ said he wouldn't tell him until he picked a person. They then edited it in the poll after the fact. And I have heard that in seasons past, they did kind of the same thing with Fessy with a round, I believe.
Okay. So, but I mean, you see the round, you see and sand and nothing else.
You have to know it's something physical.
You got to be assuming it's probably a pole. I do prefer the X over the pole, though.
I think so as well. A little bit more grip strength and just flinging some people around. I mean, I got to say, Ed, when he was plunging Kyle for a solid moment, I thought he was going to be able to pull it out.
Whoa, you want to see Ed pull out his pole?
It's a great podcast, everyone. I hope you're enjoying it.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. So, well, he did not pull out his pole. Kyle wins 2-0, and off into the shadows goes Ed. And now it's decision time for Kyle. And holy moly, did Kyle get the moment of the season. As his grandfather explained to him on his deathbed, if he ever got a chance to leave the Ruby cell for the Sapphire cell to be on CT cell, that he should do it.
I was cracking up, and I never see TJ at an elimination die laughing the way that he was.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was insanity. I mean, like, because you thought you were going to get an actual moment from Kyle, and he's like, no. So, yeah. Yes, on his grandfather's deathbed, he told him if he could ever leave the stupid Ruby cell.
I just want to know how he thinks of all of this. Is it all on the spot, or is he just that good where it just comes right off the tongue? Like, I just don't know.
Yeah, just that's, you know, the best of us. They just flow. I mean, it. Truth be told, we all have good days and bad days.
That's very true.
Yeah. So
it was a bad day for Ed. So.
Yes. So Kyle rules, and as a result, Nelly T to the Ruby tribe or Ruby cell. Sorry, pardon. Oh man, Nelson not happy about this.
He's not, but then again, he's with his boy Corey, so maybe they get a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So
they still have the limp in Logan on the team. So
yeah,
that's concerning.
They are slightly handicapped there, but I thought this is a fun episode. I mean, there wasn't a ton to it, but what was there? They made every second count.
I agree. I mean, this season for me, you know, sometimes in the middle you get a little bit of a lull, but them switching it up and having the three cells and everything, yeah. I think it brought a lot to the table. And it was something that we weren't necessarily expecting, because to be honest, I was expecting it to go to you being on your own the rest of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. So, nope, I'm here for it. So, with that, I guess we shall see what happens next week. Will there be a fight? Will there be an altercation? It looks like security is going to be involved. I can't wait.
Yes. Always a great day when security is involved, especially in the Challenge House.
Absolutely. So, well, Lauren, thank you so much for your time. Listeners and viewers, thank you for joining us. I think we're going to have Alex back. I don't know if I'm going to be back next week. I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts next week. I'm doing a live Survivor show at Rascals in Worcester. If you'd like to come see me, go to SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. I'll be in Worcester, Mass. Wednesday night at I think there's a meet and greet at starting at 6:30 and then 7:30 general admission. We're doing during a watch along. I'll be joined by Denise from Survivor China and Brett LaBelle from Millennials versus Gen X. So it should be a fun time. So yeah, if you're near there, or if you want to drive a while, or heck, I'm flying, you can do the same. Go to SurvivorTix.com and join me next Wednesday night. That's October 27th at Worcester, Mass. And then that Saturday night, same place at Rascals in Worcester, Mass. I am DJing their big Halloween event. So if you're bored, come see. I think Jeremy Collins from Survivor is coming to the DJ thing.
That'll be a good get. I'm sure you're going to have some great stories coming back from this event, because Denise is going to be there.
Oh, yes. Denise is always fun for a story or two. So, but I may not be joining you guys next week on this podcast, because I just don't know when or if I'll be able to watch the episode. So, but everyone will be in very capable hands. And don't forget to check out the sponsors. And if you love the podcast, you know, click the like button, press subscribe, all that fun stuff. Leave a great 5-star review. And if you want even more super awesome content, become a patron. Go to adfreensfw.com. And there you can, we have our weekly Q&A, which is my favorite podcast of the week. We have our coverage of Australian Survivor and more. There's, I think there's over a few thousand hours of content there. So it is completely loaded. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, I will send your money back. So go to adfreensfw.com. And with that, let's hear a final word from our sponsors.
Autumn is in the air. Pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new 4th generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR.
Now, listen, I have had my fair share of mishaps in the past, and going into Halloween, the guys like to dress scary. The girls like to dress inviting. And as a result, you're bound to get your pants down if you do things right. Well, you don't want a big bush down there. You want those things freshly trimmed, shaved so perfectly. Don't use a razor. Go to Manscaped. It's the only way, or you will not be getting treats, but only tricks.
It's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. And if you're looking to cozy up this fall, this trimmer is essential.
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn a 4000 LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave, plus it's waterproof.
I hate shaving in the dark. That 4000 LED spotlight, perfect. But the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. So you use the Lawnmower 4.0 for your rear, use this for your ear. This nose and hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps against nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand.
That's all they're talking about at Target these days. It's crazy. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use the Crop Reviver. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. You see me on the road, I have the Manscaped Shed Travel Bag with me everywhere I go. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Promo code SURVIVOR. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy food and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I mean, I used to love eating that delicious cereal, but I can't. But wait, I can, thanks to Magic Spoon.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Plus, build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my new favorite, maple waffle.
Magic Spoon just recently brought back 2 super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, just like you're talking about, Johnny, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. You should make sure to get these again and try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent.
Every morning I wake up, I look into my cabinets. All I have is Magic Spoon cereal. I have all the options. And I'll do a little bit of I'll mix some cookies of cream with a little cinnamon, maybe cocoa and peanut butter. But oh man, that maple waffle just by itself is just something so spectacular. Hey, they're perfect not only for breakfast, but that guiltless midnight snack.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's back with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use promo code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. And thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.